Shalom and Calvary greetings to you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Forgive me for letting you wait for so long for this last episode of our sharing on the subject, the unsearchable ways and judgment of God. But allow me to finish, brothers and sisters, my sharing. Hope you are still there. Great and doing well by God's grace on the other side of the world. Amen. Now, we are getting so personal in our sharing today, you know. There are moments in our lives, even in our life with God already, though we have been called by God in the message, and have served God for many years, but there are still unpredictable, unsearchable, unexpected things that might have happened or that would happen in our lives. I mean, God is full of surprises. God's ways are unpredictable sometimes in our lives, and you know, we must not be surprised even at it, because I mean our lives alone are a manifestation of God's unsearchable ways and judgments. Who among you in the past are expecting the kind of lives you live today? I mean, being called by God was beyond our imagination. Amen. Our lives today are a manifestation of God's unsearchable ways. Amen. Being chosen by God in love before the foundation of the world is an expression of God's unpredictable judgment. Hallelujah. Going back, there are moments in our lives, even the life called by the Lord already, that we are put in a situation where we do things just because there are no other options left at all. But at the end of it will be the manifestation of God's glory in the things we've suffered. Now, let me be specific on this by citing David as an example. You know, there was one time that David sinned against the Lord because he counted the people, he numbered the people, he conducted a census, he counted, he numbered how many mighty men he had in his kingdom. Now, you might think, how in the world did David sin against God just by counting his men? Well, do you remember when David met Goliath that he said this is not a physical battle against the physical military of Israel against Philistine? This is a battle between the Philistine and the God of hosts, the God of Israel. Meaning, David should not count about his physical strength, the number of soldiers he had back then. He should remember that it was God who gave him the kingdom and not his soldiers alone. Amen. We can read the situation of David in the Second Samuel 24, chapter 24, verses 1 to 9. But let us go directly to verses 10 all the way down to 15. Second Samuel, verses 10 to 15. And David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. Verse 11, when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet God, David's seer, saying, go and say unto David, thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. Verse 13, so God came to David and told him, and said unto him, shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land, or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies while they pursue thee, or that there be 3 days pestilence in the land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. In verse 14, David said unto God, I am in great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hands of man. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed. And there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba, 70,000 men. Amen. Amen. So that was it, brothers and sisters. David sinned that way, and God gave him three options as a payment for what he has done. The Lord said, choose you this day, David. One, 7 years of famine come into your land. Or second, you flee 3 months before your enemies while they pursue thee. Or third, that there be 3 days pestilence in your land. And brothers and sisters, in verse 14, David said, let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. Amen. What a great and brilliant choice made by David. Indeed, it's better to fall into the hands of the Lord because of his loving mercy. Because if you fall into the hands of the enemy, you might be all dead. The whole kingdom might be dead, yes. So better fall into the hands of the Lord. So in this case, the Lord sent pestilences to David's kingdom. But still, even they have fallen into the hands of the Lord, still there were 70,000 men died. Yes, even in the everlasting mercy of God, still there were 70,000 men who died. Men who were numbered and claimed by David as his, right? They died. Oh my. But look here, brothers and sisters. This is what I would like you to pay attention with. As remediation, God asked one thing to David, for the plague, for the pestilences to stop, and that is to purchase a land, a threshing floor, for David to offer a burnt offering there to the Lord. In verse 18 to 22, we can read verses 18 to 22 in 2 Samuel 24. And God came that day to David and said unto him, go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Arauna the Jebusite. And David, according to the saying of God, went up as the Lord commanded. Verse 20. And Arauna looked and saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Arauna went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And verse 21, and Arauna said, wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant? And David said to buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people. In verse 22, and Araunah said unto David, let my lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him. Behold, here be oxen for burnt sacrifice, and threshing instrument and other instrument for of the oxen for wood. Amen. So now, brothers and sisters, the threshing floor of Araunah or Ornan was purchased by David to make a sacrifice to the Lord, and that the pestilences will be taken away from the people. Yet there were already 70,000 men who died. As for David, he just purchased that portion of land, that threshing floor, and obeyed God so that he will be forgiven and that the pestilence stopped. That was the only thing in David's mind. No other else. That pestilence should stop, that plague should stop, and nobody should die anymore. That was on his mind, and nothing else. But you know what, brothers and sisters? God's ways are unsearchable. It was beyond David's mind. It was beyond David's thinking. God's ways are unpredictable, you know. It was beyond David's intention and imagination. Amen. Because the threshing floor that David purchased was and will be used by God in even more a glorious purpose in the future. Why? Why do I say so? Because the same threshing floor that David purchased to offer a sacrifice to God was the same place where Solomon's temple was erected. I repeat, it was the same place where Solomon's temple was erected. Amen. In Second Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1, Second Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible reads, then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, in the Mount Moriah, where the Lord appeared unto David his father, in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Again, in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Ornan here is Araunah in 2 Samuel 24. Amen. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? The same threshing floor, the same land was used for greater glory. The temple of Solomon was erected there and there on that same piece of land. In the same threshing floor, brothers and sisters, there the third temple in the millennium will be erected. I mean, the third temple for the millennium will be erected again. This was hidden from David, brothers and sisters. David just purchased the threshing floor for the purpose of obeying the Lord and for the pestilences to stop. But beyond David's imagination was the plan of God in the future. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you see that? There are moments, brothers and sisters, of our walk with God, that the plan of God is unreachable, beyond our reach, beyond our imagination, beyond our expectation. I mean, we have been serving the Lord for years, and something maybe unworthy came up. Something unexpected came up. It might be a cloudy experience, yes. A heavy burden, a problem. You have you might have experienced right now. But you know, brothers and sisters, that God could use your cloudy experience, that heavy burden of yours today, that unpleasing thing, that an unpleasing experience you experienced today, God could use these things for greater glory in the future. Amen. Amen. God could use that for a greater experience in the future. Greater glory in the future. Yes, God's ways and judgment are unpredictable, unsearchable for the moment. But know this, brothers and sisters, that when God does things, it will be for our good. It will be for your good. Amen. It will not be to destroy us. Remember that, brothers and sisters. All things work together for good. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Amen. It will not be to destroy us. Amen. So do not be dismayed. Do not be disappointed at times. God is in control. Know that, brothers and sisters. Just learn to lean unto Him. Learn to trust Him. Learn to trust His process. Amen. I still have one example, and I hope I will not hold you long. I will not hold you that long. Amen. Now, this is on King Solomon and King Hiram. You know, these two have been very good friends. They were like brothers already. If you just read their story, King Hiram was once the king of Tyre, and King Solomon requested him to have some of his men to get hardwood like cedar trees and fir trees and stones, cut stones, hew stones for the construction of the first temple. And King Hiram agreed to King Solomon, and they were good friends, you know. King Hiram even supplied hardwood for Solomon's house after the temple was finished. And so, after all King Hiram's goodness, King Solomon gave Hiram some gifts. Yes. And we can read that in 1 Kings chapter 5. 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. We'll just read that two verses. 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. And Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 measures of wheat for food to his household. Yeah, imagine that, brothers and sisters, 20,000 measures of wheat for food to only for his household, and 20 measures of pure oil. Thus gave Solomon to Hiram year by year. Oh my, year by year. King Hiram had 20,000 measures of wheat and 20 measures of pure oil. In verse 12, the Lord gave Solomon wisdom, as he promised him. And there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and the two made a league together. Amen. And not only these gifts, brothers and sisters, but in 1 Kings chapter 9, 1 Kings chapter 9, verses 10 and 11, 1 Kings chapter 9, verses 10 and 11, we read, and it came to pass at the end of 20 years, when Solomon had built two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house. Verse 11, now King Hiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar and fir trees and with gold according to all his desire. Hallelujah. Then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities 20 cities in the land of Galilee. Here, Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of, In the land of Galilee, as an expression of his gratitude. Because Solomon was thinking that this land, brothers and sisters, Galilee is near to Lebanon, where Tyre and Sidon were located. And it is where in Tyre, Hiram lived. But look at the next verse on how King Hiram reacted. The next verse, verse 12 and 13, the next verses, 12 and 13, and Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities where Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. They pleased him not. Hiram was not pleased with the 20 cities Solomon gave. In verse 13, and he said, "What cities are these which thou hast given me, my brother?" And he called them the land of Kabul unto this day. The land of Kabul unto this day. Now, Hiram called the land, the 20 cities of Galilee, Kabul. What does it mean? Brothers and sisters, Kabul means good as nothing. Good as nothing. Meaning, there is nothing good in the land. Hiram couldn't see no good in the land. There is no gold, no improvement. Maybe it was just a rocky place, a wilderness, or what? Amen. So, Galilee. Remember that Galilee was the place where Jesus grew. Nazareth is in Galilee, you know? And in the days around the birth of the Lord Jesus, you could hear some people saying, "Can there be any good thing come out of Nazareth?" That is in John chapter 1, verse 46. Or we can read in John chapter 7, verse 41 to 42, some said, "Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was?" That's the scripture we can read in the time around Jesus' birth. So even in the time of Jesus on earth ministering, still Galilee is Kabul. Kabul meaning good as nothing. So King Hiram was never pleased when Solomon gave him 20 cities in that land of Galilee. But brothers and sisters, I tell you that the land that disappointed Hiram was the land where the glory of God was seen. It was there that Peter said, "Lord, bid me unto thee on the water," right? It was on the Sea of Galilee, you know? And many miracles happened in Galilee, brothers and sisters. Jesus is called Jesus of Nazareth because he grew there and even start his ministry showing forth the glory of God. Amen. Even the disciples of the Lord Jesus are Galileans, brothers and sisters. People who witnessed the word manifested in flesh are Galileans. Oh, in material things, Galilee is Kabul, good as nothing. But this place, brothers and sisters, was rich in God's glory. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So brothers and sisters, in our personal life, do not be disappointed if some people, you know, and you see are rich in material blessings and you are not. Do not be disappointed at what God has for you today, because one day your nothingness, brothers and sisters, will be used by God for his glory. Amen. Your nothingness will be used by God to express His own spiritual wealth. Amen. It will be in you, brothers and sisters, that the glory of God will be manifested. Whatever is your situation today, whatever is your disappointments, brothers and sisters, it will be used by God to express His own glory, His own spiritual wealth. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's true that God's ways and judgment are unsearchable, unpredictable, beyond our imagination. But just you wait in His time, brothers and sisters, because when He moves and expresses His power unto you, you will never be dismayed. You will never be disappointed. You will see God's glory in you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let us thank the Lord for His word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your inspiring message, O Lord. Thank You for the quickening. Thank You for quickening our spirit this week. May You speak to every heart. May You speak to every brother and sister who are listening. And teach us, O God, to wait upon Your revealed plan. Teach us to wait and not be disappointed and be dismayed at light things we suffer for the moment. For we know, Lord, that this is just for now. This is just for the moment. Bless my brothers and sisters in every part of the world. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen.